Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It is one half of your sports bros. Isaac, that's me.
Sada.
Big Soup, not over there. Schulte is. What up? Well, you tell me because you don't sound happy. Mariners are losing, but it's only the sixth and it's only 2-1. So,
they're
gotta still
get
the bats going. Yeah, got to get the bats. Good ball game. Good little ball game. I will say, you know, I don't want to be overly critical too early because it might not matter, but Dan Wilson handling of the pitchers so far in this game could certainly be second-guessed.
A lot of questions already about his handling of pitchers in the playoffs, so not surprising that it continues today,
well,
man.
But that always... I don't know that there's a manager that doesn't get questioned about his handling of pitchers, because it doesn't always work out, and then the first person you blame is the manager.
Well, exactly. And honestly, I think tonight's decisions could be viewed with a much more critical lens than the last two nights, because I just... Rob, I don't think it mattered.
Yeah.
You know, whoever was at the
I
plate,
agree.
And... frankly, on the Blue Jays' end, they were successful, and then for the Mariners, they would just throw it down the middle. It was just, they weren't able to get the pitches that they normally get on the corners made, and I don't know if that's just, like, failing in the moment or what, man.
Well, when you lose 14-3 or whatever it was, it's not really about the pitching decisions.
What was it, like, 12-3 for Game 3, and then, like, 8 or 9-3 for Game 4?
I thought it was
whatever.
14.
No, 13. 13.
Well, you just said 12.
Oh, my bad. So 13 plus...
Are you
Eight.
Awake?
I'm awake, trust me. Yeah.
How much blow have you done?
None, actually. I funny story, I am scared to do it. I will never, ever, ever do blow. So.
Oh, you don't need to do blow. Blow's terrible.
That's what I've heard, and I don't know, you know, heart problems running my family.
Oh,
I don't even want to risk that.
Yeah.
So. No way.
Keel over. You gotta have the Mariners make you keel over, not blow.
I mean, my dad scared me with the story of Len Bias when I was a kid. If an athlete like that, like in the peak of his life at
22. Dude, that was a big deal.
I know, man. What goes back to his dorm room, basically, if you don't know what we're talking about, what was it, the 83 or 84 NBA draft? Can't remember exactly which year it was.
By the way, you were right. It was 13-4 yesterday, game three.
Yeah, game three was 13-4. But Len Bias was the basically second or third overall pick by the Boston Celtics, was looked at as like the replacement for an aging Larry Bird. Literally the weekend that he was at the draft, went back to his college, and this is not alleged or reported. It's like actually it is fact. It did happen. He did cocaine either in his dorm room or with a couple of buddies of his and passed away. Very tragic.
1986.
Thank you. Sorry, I was a little early.
Second overall pick. Yeah.
It said after
returning home, Bias returned to the campus of Maryland.
There we go.
He left campus at approximately 2 a.m., drove to an off-campus gathering, returned to his Washington Hall dormitory between 2:30 and 3 a.m. For the next 3 to 4 hours, Bias, with longtime friend Brian Tribble and several teammates, snorted cocaine in the dorm suite shared by Bias and his teammates. He suffered a seizure and collapsed while talking with teammate Terry Long. 6:32 a.m., Tribble calls 911. Bias unconscious, not breathing, All attempts by emergency medical teams to restart his heart and breathing were unsuccessful.
Well, there you go. If you need to convince anybody not to do cocaine, tell them that story.
Yeah, I guess that is a good one for the old man to use on you.
Yeah, it's frightening. Like that. I mean, well, also, that worked. Seriously, combined with, my grandfather died of a heart attack, so I don't want to play with fire, you know?
Yeah, you don't need blow, dude.
Nope, I got other stuff.
You need the natural highs.
The Mariners winning? Like, yeah, no. Not the last 2 days.
Well, anyway, what was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
What were we talking about?
NFL in the news? Oh, come on.
I can't remember. So Joey Harrington is coming on at 5:30 here. Talk to him about the, Indiana and all that stuff. I don't know if I want to ask him about Oregon-Rutgers. I think Oregon just needs to run the ball right down Rutgers' throats. Get out of there.
They're favored by like 18.
So. Yeah. Yeah, they should win that game. But, good spot to see how well they bounce back, And so Joey, 5:30. I do have a Dan Lanning follow-up. So we've begun talking about music with Dan Lanning, and we're finding out that when he comes on every Thursday, we're finding out that that guy really loves music and loves to talk about music. As a matter of fact, we found out this week that he loves classical piano. He will throw on classical piano in the background oftentimes.
Shout out to my wife. She does that too.
Yeah, well, if you don't do that, you're missing out. It's a wonderful thing. It's soothing.
Gets your brain working too, actually.
Is there anything better than piano? Like, piano to me, I mean, most people are going to say guitar, but I'm going piano as the best instrument. It's the best instrument.
Yeah, if you had to ask me which one I preferred, I'd probably listen to piano.
Like, if there were no more instruments ever anywhere on Earth planet.
Yeah, piano.
You have one. Keeping piano.
Yeah.
That's what I'm keeping.
Flute? No.
Yeah, no. So anyway, he said, hey, he unprompted, he was like, hey, have you guys heard about this, the AI version of, like, Eminem and 50 Cent from the 90s, AI is doing like a jazzy version of some of their music.
Man, I listened to these when I was putting them in, and whoa.
Yeah, so he said, you should give it a listen. He goes, a friend of mine, or he said, I don't remember if he said it was a friend or it was a coach or somebody around there showed them to him, and he thought they were cool. And I said, well, where are we going with this? Is it Spotify? Where do I find these? He said, I think YouTube. And so I went to YouTube today, and we did find those.
Yeah.
And boy, they are something. So I'm going to start with Eminem, Without Me. This is the 1950s Motown Soul AI cover of Eminem, Without Me.
Oh, yes! Who's back again? Shady's back, tell a friend. Guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back. Guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back. Guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back. Na 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 na. I've created a monster, cause nobody wants to see Marshall no more.
Yeah,
they want Shady, I'm chopped liver. Well, if you want Shady, this is what I give you. A little bit of me mixed with
okay,
some
so there, that's a little taste of what Lanning was talking about. Here's here's Into Club, Fitty. Go, go, this is go, 60s, Motown AI version.
Go, 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 go.
This is crazy. I actually like this one.
Yeah, they're not bad.
No.
Go shout, it's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a damn, it's not your birthday. Hey, you can find me in the club. Bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X.
Hell yeah, dude. That's really good. And, it's AI, so there's room. I think there's room for a little human, if somebody real creative got their hands on that, they could maybe do it better.
Yeah.
Right now, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but man, we're cooked because you should have to pay 50 Cent for the rights to redo that song, but this is just a box redoing it. Yeah. So it just I like it, but at the same time, we're cooked, Rob.
Oh, I know what we were talking about. We were talking about Dan Wilson.
Oh,
we never finished
the stash.
That. Look, here's the point. Point is, it may not matter.
Pitching decisions, yes.
Yeah, he pulled Bryce Miller in the fourth after just one guy got on, and Matt Brash ultimately gave up the tying run. And then he brought in Brian Wu. Hasn't pitched since, I mean, when's the last time he pitched?
Last week of September, I think. It's been almost 3 weeks.
He gave up the go-ahead run, so I don't know. A lot of people saying.
A lot of people saying.
I have another one for you here. He didn't mention this one, but I found this one, too, and I thought it was great.
This is good.
So, again, this is AI 1960s Motown soul version. I'm sure you can tell what this is. If not, let it play.
Load up on guns. Bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to.
Dude, this is crazy. Yeah, this sounds great.
This one's good. Yeah. This is the best of the three.
Yeah. AI DJ. Taking you home on a Friday.
Chorus here. Pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I like it. Dan Lanning for the win right there, right?
That was pretty cool.
Like, he's the one that mentioned those to us. And there's a billion, by the way, now that I went on there,
there's a billion of them. Yeah. Everything. Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Motown, like actual Motown done as this I saw. Like,
I suppose
classic
this,
songs.
This is why people get into YouTube, the YouTube rabbit holes right there. Because you start... You start scrolling through all those. They had an Eminem, Elvis Eminem.
Oh, what?
It was great. It's good.
Oh, mama, I'm sorry. I'm going to clean out my closet. Like, what do you do? How
yes.
do you do that?
That's what you do.
I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you.
Anyway, I've got it in my notes to ask him next week or to talk to him next week, Lanning, about. I'm going to thank him for bringing those to our attention because those are, they're pretty good, man.
They are.
They're pretty fun. I mean, like that Smells Like Teen Spirit one. I could put that in my playlist.
I was gonna say
I
might have to slip one of those maybe in the bump rotation
dude.
Here on primetime if I do get the job and just like
you should
try to sneak one past people. Oh, that was a good mix.
Well, here's the bad news: if you don't get the job, I'll probably tell the next producer whoever does get the
does
job to do the same
it.
Thing.
So it won't
you know.
Matter. Well, I had the idea. Damn it!
I love you though, Schultzy.
Love you too, man.
All right, two on for the Mariners. Bottom of seven. J.P. Crawford, or is that his name? J.P. Crawford?
Yeah. Hey, as my dad.
Yeah, he's up.
As my dad likes to call him, Pop-Up Crawford.
I think we got right guy, right spot here. Right guy, right spot here.
Oh.
Grounded out.
Really?
Dang it. All right, going to the seventh. 2-1 Jays. All right. Hang in there. Joey Harrington coming up 5:30 on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're turning off.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
All right. Well, Joey Harrington's coming up next. George Springer just got plunked
right in the knee.
Right in the knee. Yeah, that's got to hurt.
Kind of awesome though. Sorry, I don't want to see him.
Yeah, he's been kicking your ass, kind of.
Do I want anyone to be hurt? No. Do I want him out of the game? Yes.
You know, Schultz, it's a little too early to have this conversation, but I let's toss it out.
Okay.
Because the Mariners only have one run in this game. Okay, so if they win this game, all is right. But if they finish this game with only one run and lose, I think we've found, well, I just feel like they're a team that doesn't really, they don't manufacture runs. And this is one of those games where you need to manufacture a run. And so this is playing right into, like, I feel like this is a weakness of Seattle that has not reared its ugly head yet. Because a lot of these games have been, I mean, my God, they dominated in Toronto in these last two games. They've been dominated. But a lot of the playoff games, see Phillies, Dodgers, Brewers, Cubs, they're, you know, Mariners, Tigers. They were really close games, low-scoring games, and you just got to be able to manufacture runs. And, dude, the Mariners just don't do that very well.
Yeah, there were some comeback wins this season. It was almost like Jekyll and Hyde at times. Like, yes, they would be able to manufacture that runner, or it would be a nice, like, late seventh, eighth, ninth inning comeback after just seven innings of, you know, strikeouts and terrible at-bats. Then
it's true, they did, yeah. You know, they had a lot of that.
They did, and then mid-season, Naylor and Suarez kind of plugged those holes a little bit. So I think maybe people forgot that, yeah, when this offense is down, when they're having an off day, they are having an off day.
Well, they swing for the fences a lot.
Well, and not only that, they've been swinging at pitches way outside the zone.
Well, that's what they do, though.
A Rosarena, but listen, like, we all understand that Julio's going to chase that slider low and away. That's just who he is. Plus, he's pressing because he's had the whole team on his shoulders.
Okay, here's the question.
Since he came up.
Here's the question.
Okay.
Okay. So they're helping Springer over to first base. If you need, if you need one man to get on base, and you can pick that player to hit, who you choosing
right now?
Yes,
Naylor.
Okay, so Naylor's your guy to get on base,
hands down. Yeah, I mean, okay. He had three hits last night.
They're taking Springer out.
They have to. He literally, go see the replay on Twitter, or if you're watching the game,
right on his bony ass cheating ass knee.
Yeah, it was either a slider or a splitter right into the kneecap.
Ooh, damn, that's a big loss for them.
Yeah, that's huge for us, and maybe it'll change some momentum. Like, I don't know. That's a hard thing to come back from or to watch if you're the Blue Jays.
Okay, who's after Naylor?
Probably Julio or Cal.
Yeah, see, that's trouble.
Yeah.
You know, that's my point.
I understand what you're saying.
Those guys like, well, Springer's really good, but I'm trying to think of just the guys that, good at bats. The Dodgers seem to have a lot of these guys. Like the Tommy Edman types.
Yes.
just good at bats, put the ball in play. Brewers have a lot of guys like this, and the Mariners don't have a lot of those guys. And that, again, the Mariners are a really good team, still may win the series. They may win the whole damn thing, and it doesn't matter. It's just, you know, when you got to squeeze one across, you need a guy to have a good at bat, whether he draws a walk or beats out an infielder single or slaps one into the hole, something. Get on base, steal a base, move a runner, sack fly. You know, it doesn't take that much. Yeah, but the Mariners don't do that very well. As a matter of fact, I think in the Tiger series, I believe they were saying that the Mariners strand more runners on third base with nobody or with less than two outs than any team in the league.
I'm not surprised. And they also said if they do the same thing that they did in the Tiger series, not scoring that many runs consistently, they aren't going to beat the Blue Jays. Lo and behold, they're losing 2-1 right now, man. They made Kevin Gausman, like, it's frustrating. He went 6 2/3. Like, Gausman went deep again today. They made Max Scherzer yesterday look like his Hall of Fame self. He has been ass in the month of September going into the playoffs. But JP's like, hey, man, he fooled me. Like, now, there's something wrong with your approach.
Yeah, if I told you that, like, what's worse, the Mariners' bats going silent or the pitchers not doing enough?
The bats going silent right now, I'd say that's probably worse because we've seen the pitching issues this year with the Mariners. Last season, they were so healthy. They were the best staff in the league in 2024. In 25, basically rolled back the same five starting rotation. A lot more injuries to the bullpen as well. And they've kind of had to pick through that. And they've been able to pick each other up or pitch through that, excuse me. But now, it's like you're kind of seeing like a good day and a bad day. I can deal with that. I can't deal with bad at bats. I can't deal with going 3-1 and then committing an out, Rob.
But their pitching's better than their hitting, though.
Right now, yeah.
So your pitching has not been good enough at least in Seattle. It was in Toronto.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Let's let it play out. Okay, so Brian Woo's out there. Two men on, two men out. Jays are up 2-1 in the top of the seventh. But if you don't score more than one run, it's not going to matter. And that's pretty obvious. All right. Well, we got to nothing we wanted to there. It's us watching baseball. Let's get Joey Harrington in here. A man who can explain to us what Indiana did to Oregon. We will also, I do want to say, there is something that I learned about him that I didn't know. You Duck fans may know, some of you. Or maybe a lot of you. I don't know. But I didn't know this until I saw it on his Wikipedia page the other day, and I want to hear the story. So we will get to all of that with our friend, J. Joseph Harrington, coming up next. But first, here's Schultze with SportsCenter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Waking up on Monday, and the coffee just can't quiet. Wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday, and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive, and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. One time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan, part of the Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
And here he is, having the time of his life, Joey Harrington. No big souk. He is in Portugal, man.
Portugal. Did you do that on purpose?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I was like, wow, that was kind of clever.
Yeah.
Thank you. He is probably having the time of his life. He actually sent me a picture, and I think he did it just to stoke the flames of jealousy, of him at the Hungary-Bulgaria match. I can't remember which one. And he said he saw Cristiano Ronaldo score two goals.
Oh, cool. Does that make you jealous?
It did make me a little jealous. Yep. It did. I think I was paying bills when he sent that. So it was like, hey, you know, which one would I rather do?
Yeah, probably be at the game. Do you still write checks for bills?
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah, I know. There are
some bills that I pay that have no option for auto pay or credit card, or if it's like a smaller, like subcontractor, you know, that isn't like a big business. And I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I hate it. I don't think we should own checks, but you kind of have to.
Well, I know. I literally had that thought while I was stewing over the fact that Souk was having a pint and watching the second greatest player of our generation.
Yeah, living his second best player of our generation?
Well, Messi is significantly better than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
It is the Jack and I have had this conversation many times. It is Messi makes other players around him better. If you needed one goal, and you, like you said, I need one player to score one goal right now, I'm going to take Cristiano Ronaldo between the two, right?
Okay.
But if you said, I need one player to make my team better, then I'm choosing Messi. And I mean, let's be honest, it's not like you're choosing between LeBron James and, you know, Dennis Scott.
Michael
I don't
Jordan.
Know.
Oh.
No. Like you are choosing between two of the greatest of all time. So that's my perspective.
Okay. Well, I want your perspective on something else. And it is
why I'm here.
Oregon. Actually, I'm going to tease something before we get to Oregon, Indiana. I learned something about you a couple weeks ago, and I haven't had the chance to ask you. And today I'm going to ask you, and I can't wait to ask you. So that's the tease. Okay.
Are you gonna ask me?
Next segment.
Ask if you can ask me.
Oh, no, I think I can ask you. It's just, I'm going to do it next segment. I'm just teasing ahead. You know how all the good hosts do that, you know?
Oh, I thought you were teasing ahead the Indiana question.
No.
You're teasing ahead the learning question.
No. We're going to talk Oregon, Indiana here, okay? Because the people want to know.
Okay.
What the hell were they doing so well to confuse Oregon and Dante Moore?
I don't know.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Well, that's Joey Harrington, everybody. I hope you guys have
thank
a great
you. Day. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, were you shocked?
I was surprised based on our conversation. I didn't think they would be able to hold up. Right. I thought they would put up a fight. And then I thought at the end that, you know, Oregon, for the reasons that we talked about, bigger guys in the trenches, more home field advantage. I mean, all the things we talked about last week, I thought Oregon would pull away. I'm not really sure what. How do I put this? We got beat. Like, there's no, hey, Oregon lost this game, or, you know, we screwed it up. We just got beat, right? And sometimes you get punched in the mouth, and that happens. It's an interesting feeling because, one, I'm not worried about it, and two, it really doesn't have a tremendous impact on the season, which is an odd feeling, right? We're so programmed to think like, oh my God, we lost the game. The world is collapsing. Like, what? We have to fix it now or else, you know, the season is all lost. But that's not the case. I actually don't mind the fact that we lost, right? If we're comparing it to last year where we came in, you know, riding high and nobody could touch us. And then we got punched in the mouth in the first round and oops, there you go. Like, this is an opportunity to change the things that they did wrong, to try and correct the mistakes. And to be perfectly honest, I was watching the game. I wasn't studying the game to know what it was that Indiana specifically did. All I can say, like, it was just like, as a fan watching the game, it just had the feeling of like, hey, we got beat, and there's no two ways around that.
Yeah, they played great, and their players. I mean, and we knew they had better players than what Indiana normally has, but
for sure,
even that was like, whoa. I mean, they're way better than we thought. What do you think of the narrative that Oregon may have overlooked them or took them too lightly?
I wouldn't agree with that. If you are going to have any sort of narrative, you know, with the benefit of hindsight, maybe the narrative is Penn State wasn't as good as people thought they were going to be. Mm-hmm. And Indiana was the true test.
Right.
Right. So we went on the road in an environment with 100,000, in a whiteout and came out with a squeaked one out at the end, which seemed to be a great road win against what appears to be a significantly lesser team than the Indiana team that came in and beat us at home. So, I mean, both were close games and I don't know. I don't buy that at all. After watching Indiana play, the narrative I buy is Indiana's a good football team.
Yeah.
And exactly. They came in prepared and they did the things that they wanted to do and we didn't. And if they continue to do that for the rest of the season, you're going to be watching them play a lot of football.
Yeah. I kind of liked the idea of moving to the Big Ten. You know, I mean, all the Pac-12 stuff aside, and that was sad, but I thought it was going to be more like this. You know, like last year was really boring. The Ducks didn't lose a game, and they had one big game. Everything else, well, I guess the Wisconsin game was close, but it was just easy last year.
Yeah.
These last two games, this is what I thought would be fun about the Big Ten, is that you go into these games, and you may be better than Penn State, or you may not be as good as Indiana, or you may be better than Indiana, but none of that matters. You have to execute week in and week out. It's a bit more like the SEC. And like you said,
I'm still going to disagree with this. I'm going to disagree because did you feel that way against Northwestern? Do you feel that way going to Rutgers?
No.
Are you going to feel that way next week against Wisconsin?
Maybe.
Like there's no difference to me. We've had this conversation that they had two games. They had, Washington will be a decent game. And if they continue to play like
USC.
That, but they really have. Yeah. Okay, fine. But I mean, Washington, USC,
Iowa.
You know, I guess my point is you're not playing Ohio State and Michigan this year, right? You're playing a down Wisconsin team. Like, is there maybe a little bit more of a grind? Sure, but it's because Washington and SC came along with us. Like, I don't know. I don't buy the argument that top to bottom, this is what you're getting every single week. Because honestly, we're going to Rutgers this week, and you know, I'm not sure I can tell you what time kickoff is right now. Like
3:30.
It's not okay. There
right
you go.
Right here on the fan. Thank you.
There you go. I don't know.
I don't think it's week in and week out. I'm not saying week in and week out. You're right. The SEC comparison is a little tough, but just. You know, I mean, so the Penn State game and the Indiana game are in the books and both were close. Could have won both, could have lost both.
Yep.
I think a trip to Iowa will be like that. I think the USC game will be like that. And I think the Washington game will be like that. There's five games right there. And it's not every week, but that's five. Last year it was one. So I guess maybe it's just these last couple of games is the way I'm feeling like that. And look, you know, the Rutgers, I mean, it's a long trip. What if it's close in the fourth quarter? You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just.
But that's, you can say that, but that argument can literally be made about going to Pullman. Like, it's a lot, you know, it's rural, it's remote. You got to get in the bus and, you know, what if it's close in the fourth? Like that's my point is unless you're playing, I think last year emphasizes my point. Maybe this year emphasizes your point, right? Last year, we were the cream of the crop, and there was only one game, one team that even stood comparable to us, right? We were pulling away in the Big Ten championship. Credit Drew Aller for keeping them in it. But that, you know, that game really was not as close as it was. So Ohio State was the only real game that we played that last year, which is kind of my point. I can understand the conference is better top to bottom this year. That's a fair statement to make, but you're not going to be playing the big guns every single week. I don't know.
I know. I just am happy it's more fun this year than it was last year.
That's a fair statement. Yep. Yeah. That's the conference is better this year. I enjoy seeing competitive games.
If I told you in 2001, when you're at Oregon, you will be taking a trip to Rutgers for a conference game in 2025. Would you think good things had been happening or something terrible had happened for Oregon?
Likely terrible.
Yeah, right? You'd be like, what
likely
happened?
Terrible.
Like, what did we lose? Did we get demoted?
They instituted a promotion relegation system in college football, and we got moved to the subcommittee or the subdivision.
Yeah, it's a weird game, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm interested about this question. Okay. You've got me right. Like that's where my mind has been going this entire time.
Well, okay, maybe
that's the point of you teasing it is.
Yeah, that's the idea. I have a question for you. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying that I believe that most Oregon fans already know what I'm about to ask you. But I didn't know this. And so I don't think we've ever had the story on the show, which is the whole idea. So
okay, cool.
We will start there next with our friend Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX on 105.1 The Fan. All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. Now, I found this out only a couple of weeks ago, and I found it out by reading your Wikipedia page. Do you ever read your own page?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that what you're going to ask me is incorrect.
It might be, but I want to ask you. Seeing as how we have direct access to you, I'm like, oh, okay, I want to ask Joey about this because I didn't know this, and I bet you a lot of Oregon fans do if it's true. But what is the origin of you doing – I didn't know you were the O hand sign guy. So you did that on the cover of the Oregonian. What was the origin of that?
I've told you this story.
I don't think you have.
Okay. And taking a step back, I jokingly say I should have trademarked this in some way. But oh God, like so. I was after the Keenan Howery punt return game against Oregon State.
Yep.
right? We clinched the back-to-back conference championships. We, you know, that was, we were on top of the world. That was it. And I was walking, that was my last game at Autzen, and I was walking out of the, off the field, just kind of looking around, and you walk by the band. And so being a, let's say, being a music person, and having a couple years of redshirting and not playing, I would watch the band on the sidelines from time to time. And I noticed that, like, the band director, you know, after you score a touchdown, you can't just, like, talk to the, you know, hey guys, let's play the fight song. He would use hand signals. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, if you wanted him to play something, it was an A and something was a T. And then when he wanted him to play the fight song, he would put his hands in at the shape of an O. And then he would use those, and everybody would kind of, you know, echo it back to him. You know, he'd put the O up, they'd show the O that they knew it was coming, and then he'd count off, and they'd start playing. And so as I was walking off the field, it was like one of those, I don't say sentimental, but I was like, this is maybe this is the last time I can hear the fight song at Autzen. And so it was like a piccolo player or a flute player is like down in the corner. And I couldn't like yell up to her because obviously it was too loud. And so I put my hands in the signal of the shape of the O to like signal to her, hey, can you pass it to the band director? I would love to hear the fight song. And so as I was signaling that, she got it and she passed it on to the band director. And so they snapped a picture of me signaling the O.
Cool.
And they put that on the front page of the Oregonian. And so after that, like everybody started, you know, that was when people started doing the O and they started crediting it to me. But the real story, and God, I got to go back and confirm. I believe his name was Todd. The band director, I think he went to West Albany or West Salem High School. He's no longer there, but he was the one that actually started the O, not me. I was the one simply signaling to him that I would, hey, can you use your signals to get to the band to play the fight song? Because I'd love to hear it before I left the field.
How about that? Cool story. And how about just the odds that the Oregonian photographer was standing right there and put that on the, you know, they plaster that all over Oregon, and now it's a thing. Now every time you watch an Oregon game, a camera, you know, the camera pans the crowd. They're doing your O or Todd's O.
Well, and so I, the next year I came back to a game, and I think they had like a picture like on a T-shirt of, you know, the hands doing an O, and then they had the duck like holding up his hands in a row. I was like, you know, maybe this should be like an NIL thing. You know, maybe I could have done some good for that, but yeah, you know,
yeah,
it's a good story.
Under what circumstances would you ever run for office?
Now or 20 years ago?
No.
Probably zero circumstances.
Really?
Yeah, I think that.
Did you think about it at one time?
That's what I wanted to do. What? Yeah, no, I was a political science major. I enjoy I was until I got bored. But I enjoy history. I enjoy the workings of government. I enjoy listening and learning and understanding how things and people work together. And I love my city and I love my state. And that was always what I had kind of envisioned doing, is running for some sort of office, you know, down the road. Now, I don't know. It just seems like too much work. It seems like
you got a pretty good life.
And not like, hey, I'm afraid of hard work, but like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, in order to make a reasonable impact, there is so much crap that you have to go through. And I think the realization that I came to is, you know, if I want to make an impact on my community, city, state, you know, you can do it through the public sphere or you can do it through the private sphere. And with our scholarship program, with the mentorship that comes along with it, with us trying to open doors for the students in our program, I feel like I can make a difference and contribute to our community in that way, right? The moment you enter into the public sphere and throw your hat in and say I'm red or blue is the moment that 50% of the people, you know, automatically hate you and, you know, hate your ideas. And even if it makes a lot of logical sense, you know, screw you.
Yeah.
But if you try to better your community, at least I have found if I try to better my community through the private sphere and through the work of my foundation, then there's a lot more doors that are open and a lot more people that are willing to listen and help.
Did you ever come close at any given time to throwing your name in the hat for something?
I still, at the end of my playing career, I was still considering it.
What?
It was still
in Oregon.
In Oregon.
A governor? Senate?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I wouldn't just come right back and jump into running for governor. No.
Well, Chris Dudley did.
Well, you know what? Chris is just one of those dudes. Chris went to Yale. He's really smart. I went to, you know.
You went to Oregon. It's the Yale of the
West. I went to Oregon. We're slightly less smart. No. I don't know. I don't know. You're taking me down a path here that I haven't thought about in a long time.
So you did. When you retired, you were like, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
And then, not when I retired. Once I was ready for retirement, I was like, nah, screw that.
Oh, okay. So when you were done, what years are we talking?
I would say maybe like, you know, I was probably still thinking about it. Oh, you know, 5, 06, 07.
Oh, okay. What could have been?
Yeah.
Wow.
But then we wouldn't have had these incredible conversations.
Or maybe we would. Still.
Maybe we would.
Never know. All right. Well, 3:30 tomorrow.
Yeah. Will Suk watch?
It's a good question. I think he's coming back to the States tomorrow. He said Saturday to Saturday, so I imagine he's traveling. But yes, I think
he just went to Portugal for a week?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. His girl.
Is there nothing better to do? It's like, hey, what you want to do? I don't know. You could go down and grab a beer down at the pub, or we could go to Portugal.
You know what? I think the new thing is trips like this, shorter. You know, my kid just took a trip for a wedding to Portugal, and they were there for 5 days. That's it. Boom, in and out. Yeah, I think that's what the kids are doing these days. Now he did that. I think his lady was over there already for work or something, and he went and met her. And you know, it's a key time of year for us in our world, so can't be gone too long, you know.
Very true.
You know.
Very true.
All right. Well, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Joey.
Bye, buddy.
All right, Mods PDX, the future of building is here. Joey Harrington each Friday at 5:30. Okay, what would it take for you to do this? The Club is next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.